number 21, the mayor, Sean Casey.
Wait, is that Sean Casey or is that Mariano Rivera with the cutter right there, dude? What do we got?
Oh, my gosh, dude. I'll tell you what, man. Thank goodness I had Brent Suter behind the dish because he's like thick, lefty, and tall and athletic, bro. Because I threw the ball. It was coming out of my hand. All of a sudden, it started cutting. I'm like, wait, why is it cut? Like, seriously, like Rivera, it cut like 3 feet. He made a great play, but kids, here's the thing, bro.
Yeah.
I was in the Reds who's the mental strength coach for them. Great guy. I'm like, dude, I'm like, Zach, get a glove and you know, get down. So he did. Every pitch I threw, bro, was just a nice two seamer, you know. Yeah. Obviously he's righty, so it's nice two seamer, a little fade to the outside.
Wait, who is that? Perfect. Who was that that you were warming up with?
Zach Sorensen. He used to play in the big leagues a little bit.
Nice.
Played a few years with the Indians and a couple other clubs. When Brent Suter's like, hey, I'm going to catch you today, and then he puts his glove on, I'm like, oh, my God, Brent Suter's left. Yes. So I don't think much of it, dude. But when I get out to the mound there and you see it, I'm seeing 45,000 people, you know, cheering. All of a sudden, dude, you know, like I always say, man, you got to get from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic. You got to take a deep breath to get out of fight or flight and into relaxation. I never got there, bro. I stayed fight, flight. I looked at the crowd. I was like, wow. Dude. I haven't been in front of this many people on a mound ever in my life.
Yeah.
And, dude, I looked down at Brett Suter, and then I started to – my mind started to think, like, oh, man, what if you throw it away? What if you throw it to the right and he's lefty? So what if you do throw it too far to the right, he can't cross over and get it? Dude, I don't know. My brain just went right to his glove. I threw it, and it started going to his glove. I'm like, I just threw 80 warm-up pitches. 80. I didn't throw one pitch to the cut side.
Dude, here's the thing. I thought about this when you were running out there. The difference is, like – you know, in like August, when you're throwing out the first pitch, I don't care how, like, the crowd is not all in their seats.
In their seats.
Dude, opening day, I was like, oh my God, everybody's there. Like, that was like World Series-esque, like 50,000 people or however many people can fit in that stadium. I was like, oh, I couldn't imagine what was going through your mind. That's crazy, dude.
Well, dude, I was the last thing to go, bro. They did the introduction. They did the fly over, and then they're like, before we get started, Sean Casey's gonna throw out the first pitch. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, it just escalated. But dude, the crowd was so awesome. It just reminded me so much about it, why I love Cincinnati Reds opening day, dude. I'm sure you've seen some pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That place was bumping. Pokey Reese and Dimitri Young were in the parade. Pokey was telling me he felt like crying because, like, just getting so much love from the fans and everything. So,
yeah,
it was a special day, dude, to be able to throw out that first pitch. But like I said, man, Brent Suter, and then he went out and dealt, dude. He picked the eighth and the ninth, four punches, two innings, four punches. So, hey, Brent, if you want me to come throw the first pitch out for the rest of the year, yeah, you're going to have a zero ERA with, like, 8,000 punch outs.
Yeah, and hey, win day, man. 8-2 thumping over the Nats, dude. I'm telling you, you said that thing on the show the other day. You were like, this team's different. This Reds team's different. They got swagger, man, and they're exciting. And you know, I'm watching all the networks, and all of a sudden they're like the sexy team to pick in that division. Like, compared to like the Orioles last year having their like kind of step up phase. Everybody's kind of digging the Reds with that right now.
Well, dude, here's the thing about the Reds. You know, you go to their lineup, obviously losing McClain's shoes, and Friedel got hurt too, broke his wrist. So that those are two big misses for right now. But dude, Jake Fraley can run. Nick Martini came and hit two bombs yesterday in opening day. Obviously, De La Cruz and Christian Encarnacion-Strand, who I think is one of their best hitters, didn't even get a hit yesterday, so he's going to get hits, you know, tonight. So the biggest thing with the Reds, dude, that rotation. Frankie Montas going 6 innings, no runs, scoreless ball. And I think the biggest thing is, dude, Lodolo's coming back, I think April 9th or 10th. He's got some nasty stuff, dude. Nasty, nasty lefty. Great stuff. Then you got Hunter Green. Then you got Ashcraft. And then you got Abbott. I mean, dude, they got a legit rotation. They got a legit back end of the pen with Diaz there, too. And this team's going to be real, going to be for real. And the NL Central is wide open like it is every year.
Well, let's go to one of your other teams too. This is one of the only other main things I wanted to talk to you today. So the Yankees in Houston, I mean, right now that's about as big a rivalry as there is in baseball. And the reason I say that, the intensity of that game yesterday, I know you didn't get a chance to see it, but so Houston, this is what we were
I
talking
did
about.
see the highlight. I saw the highlights.
Okay, yeah. So Houston, boom, they're up 4-0, you know. I gotta give credit to Nestor because he started bad and then settled down and got through five, which helped the Yankees. What do we say? They got a bang. Fifth inning, 3 runs, sixth inning, a run, seventh inning, a run. That's how they win 4-3. They were down 4-0. Of course, Soto was a big story with a great throw. I don't think it was that great of a throw because he was kind of close. Like if you look at the perspective of baseball field, but hey, threw a guy out at the plate, was ripping. But what I was most impressed with, Case, and I'm going to send this to you after, but I'll put it up here when I edit. Dude, when that game ended, there was a camera on a field with Judge, Soto, and who's the other outfielder? That was
Verdugo, Verdugo.
Verdugo. Dude, they were so fired up, like screaming, jumping, fist pumping each other. They were really fired up to win that game on opening day, which is, you know, you always want to win on opening day, but I just saw something that it was just intriguing to me because you didn't have Soto last year and you didn't have Verdugo last year. They bring a kind of hype and a swagger that maybe that could be one of the bigger reasons why it's great that they're on this roster now. Because, you know, and of course they had it last year, but like you got Juan Soto out there screaming to Aaron Judge after they beat the Astros, your rival. I like that as a Yankee fan. I was like, whoa, these guys got a little edge to them this year.
Well, the one thing I think Judge did so great with these guys is brought him in right away. You know what I mean? Like you could tell at spring training, like Judge, you know, you could see around the turtle and Speedy and stuff, and during the games in the dugout, Soto and Verdugo are just, hey man, you're just right in the mix, man. Get in line, you know. And you know, for when you get a play like that from a teammate that throws the guy out to save the game in the ninth, bro. That's just next level adrenaline. So when that game ended and he got the win, you could tell that picture. I saw that picture. Judge's smile so big, Soto's fired up. Verdugo's got a little edge about him, and Verdugo had the big sac fly to tie it up, I believe. And then Judge had the big double too. I think it was 4-4. Had the big double,
Laser.
and then he scored. But you know, as Cabrera too, as Waldo Cabrera coming up with that big
Filling
home
in.
run, I think he tied it at 4, and I think Verdugo had the sac fly to win it. But yeah, man, you want to talk about can't script it any better. You're right. Nestor got in trouble early, then settled down, let the bullpen come in, and hold it where they were. But that lineup did exactly what it was supposed to do. Soto with a big RBI single, Judge getting on base, Verdugo scoring. How about Volpe, dude?
There
One
you
for one,
go.
he had three walks. I mean,
Three walks.
last year with Volpe, it was like, dude, you've got to slow down. You know, why are you punching out so much? Like Volpe in the minor leagues didn't used to punch out a lot until he started doing this big home run swing. I think he's going to have a nice year too, dude.
I
You
do
know, you're
too.
talking about that in the bottom of that lineup. That if Volpe's getting on base and having good at bats, man, that's going to just make that thing lineup so much deeper.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny to look at the lineup yesterday without obviously DJ. DJ is going to be the leadoff hitter, right? We're pretty certain of that, I would
Yeah,
guess.
I would think so.
Yeah, but that lineup yesterday was interesting. Torres, Soto, Judge, Stanton, Rizzo, and then you got Volpe sixth, which was kind of cool. He's just Not having to do too much, like you said, dude. Three walks. I love three walks, man. I love that, especially on opening day. Because think about it. Think about how amped you are to throw out a first pitch yesterday. Opening day. I'm out there. I want to get a hit. I want to go 2 for 4. I want to start my season right. Patience is great from a young guy like Volpe, I think.
Yeah, to be able to slow down, yeah, it's so true, man. So
Yeah.
great showing by them.
One more topic. So home opener for the Dodgers yesterday. They get the W. Ohtani got caught between second and third on a double, which is pretty funny. You probably saw it, but not that big of a deal. But then the cool thing to me is I was watching. It was JP Morosi was talking about this because he was there yesterday. I don't know if you saw him. He had one of those old 50s hats on. It was pretty cool. He had like a an old
Oh,
wide
that's
brim
nice.
hat. Yeah. He said today. I think he was talking to Shahadi, and he was like, "You don't understand what this guy's been doing to prep to play." Do you know every day before the game, between 200 and 300 ground balls before the game, dude? Now, they're not all like, it's not like full range motion. He does some of the Pedroia stuff with the knees and whatever, but he's got to be minimum in his head, minimum 200 balls coming out of him before he plays in a game because his logic was, as JP said, if I'm going to have three or four during the game and I've prepped that much in my head, I've prepped as much as I need to get ready for this, these four ground balls I'm going to get in a game. I just thought that was cool. That was like MVP type stuff, dude.
Are you talking about Betts?
Mookie, yeah, that's short.
Yeah. Well, dude, I mean, the fact that I can understand that, dude, because shortstop, he hasn't played there in so long. I mean, and now it counts. So obviously, he played there in spring training, but you want to make sure you're ready to go. And he's one of the best athletes in the game. But I just still think it's incredible that he's a shortstop. And dude, the big dogs came out to play. Freddie Freeman, had the big home run. Ohtani with the big double. I thought Betts should have scored there, though. I can see how Ohtani got help, got caught up, because I think
Yeah.
Betts should have scored. Ball was in the corner, got a good jump from
Yeah.
first.
And I'm sorry I'm forgetting the third base coach's name, but he's actually known as one of the more aggressive third base coaches. And that's another thing I heard somebody talking about this morning. I love that baseball's back and you can hear everybody kind of do their analysis, you know. Somebody, maybe it was D-Row said, like, you know, second and third, you can have second and third, and then you had after that. With no, what you have Freeman coming, and then who's batting fourth? Stud. I'm forgetting his name. Hold on.
Will Smith. Will Smith.
Will Smith, and then after Smith, you got
Is Muncy? Muncy?
Muncy. So you got no out. I mean, it's a tough call because you got no outs, second and third, or do you just go for it? Top of the first, go for the jugular. But it is an interesting play where D-Rose like, I kind of think I might have held him too. But you know what? The thing is, Mookie's so fast. I think he could have scored. And I
Yeah,
actually think
I'm sending.
Ohtani was halfway to 30. That was a triple if there was nobody on base, I think. Maybe.
Dude, that my point is they both fly. So like
Yeah.
send them and maybe you could see Otani's already rounding second. You know what I mean? It was what it was. But
It's
just so you're right, dude. To have baseball back, I just one thing I love about baseball, it's not like football where you're like, oh, 6 days you got to talking.
Yeah, the same story
Tell you
over
what,
and over.
no, we play tonight. We play tonight. We play tomorrow. We play the next day. We play every day. It's
Yeah,
incredible.
it really is incredible. One last note before we go. Mookie Betts admitted yesterday after the game when they were all talking about it that Ohtani's faster than him. Can you imagine that? Mookie
Wow.
says Ohtani is faster than me. I told Ohtani, you're faster than me, but you got to pay attention when I'm in front of you because you can outrun me. I thought that was bonkers because Mookie Betts
That's
is like
incredible.
world class speed.
And for how big Otani is to be that fast, that's incredible.
Creepy. Yeah. Well, hopefully you didn't gamble. You get to see more. Nice.
Wow.
Brother, you're on the road.
Also, too, I just want to say, I like I said, we talked about it on the show, but the one guy I'm very intrigued by is that Wyatt Langford got his first hit in a sac fly yesterday. The Rangers end up walking off, walk off hit by Jonah Heim to win it.
Yeah.
But pay attention to Wyatt Langford.
You
He's
love him,
got the
dude.
gears.
He's your favorite.
Love
He's like your favorite
him.
guy
I
this
really
year.
do. I have a like crush on Wyatt Langford. He's
That's
way.
good. All right. That's my post for today. I have a crush on only Dwight Langford, Sean Casey. All right, perfect, dude. Stay safe on that road, getting back home. You can take a deep breath now. it's over. Sarah can take a deep breath because she doesn't have to wear leather pants today on the drive.
I brought the red legs out for the red legs.
Nice. I do have one question, super quick question. As a man, are leather pants comfortable or are they uncomfortable?
Yeah, because like once they warm up to your body temperature, they actually are wearing yoga pants.
Really? Okay, good to know. All right, Case.
Fun fact.
Case, you got to get us some mayor's office leather men's pants.
Right there. That's our next. That's our next thing of business. We're gonna get some mayor's office leather pants. I think that's next year we need.
Perfect. All right. Well, safe drive when we get back after it.
Have you ever worn leather pants?
No, but people have said that I look like someone who would have worn leather pants in my life. Somebody's told me.
You can totally pull it off.
Bro, yeah. You know why I say, you know why I think you are too? Because I know Rob, your brother's worn leather pants out in LA. So I think I've seen him wear them before. And I'm like, hey, your brother Richard was great.
My brother's worn leather pants. My brother, I think, actually was one of the first men to wear those really short pants with a suit and those socks and dress shoes. And he would come back to visit us from LA, and you know, we're in New York, Long Island, Queens, Brooklyn. Everybody's like, who's this freaking guy over here with the pants so short? My brother's like, everybody looks at me around here. I'm like, well, Rob, you dress a little different than the people on Long Island and you know, at P&G Bagels in Brooklyn. Like, nobody's rocking in there with short pants. Anyway. Good. All right, dude. Safe travels home, and you can take a deep breath. And now you're back. You don't have to throw a first pitch out for a while.
I know. I just want to give one of you. Say good morning, but let me not throw it away.
Oh, and thank you to your catcher one more time.
Yeah, Brent Suter. I owe you big time.
Brother. Best play of his career.
Steaks on me, brother.
There you go. All right, brother.
I was ready to lay out.
That was awesome. What am I doing? All right, everybody.
So right, subscribe, man. Hey, have a great weekend.
Oh, it's a weekend.
And we'll see everybody on Monday.